And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, I've chosen these stately rhythms, this beautiful music, to begin today's program. You know, these are sobering times, ladies and gentlemen. There's much that is amiss. The world is not so good. And in people's individual lives, when you go out in public, you see everybody is smiling and how you doing and how's it going, and everybody makes it sound like everything's fine. On the surface, when you look around in the United States here at this time, everything appears relatively normal. And yet, if you look into the lives of people, you find that things are not so good. People have health issues. I've never seen so many health issues. And chronic conditions, two chronic things. And people have emotional issues and relationship issues and financial issues. And things are not so good, okay? And they're looking for answers. And never before have there been so many answers. On the internet, you know, there's a church on every corner, a self-help group on every corner, you know, a government agency, a social worker, books, you know. The amount of help that's available is unbelievable. And if you go to, you know, like let's say you're in college, well, then they have free counseling and free all kinds of stuff available, free tutoring. See, help, help, help everywhere you go. Go to the library. When I go in the library and I look at all the things that are available, free, I can't believe how much help is available. So with all that help, you would think that people would be doing well. You would think that everyone would be doing well, but instead, most people are not doing so well. Well, what's wrong? Now, even people that are living properly. Look, there are a lot of people. They go to work every day, okay? They try to live a decent life, okay? They have a home, a little apartment or a home somewhere. They try to keep it reasonably clean. They have a car. They wash their car on weekends. They have kids. They try to, you know, see to it that their kids are educated properly, and maybe they go to church on Sunday, and they try to live a decent life as best they can, and yet something's wrong. Things are not working out. There's something missing. There's two things I will say about that, okay? Things are a kilter. Things are a little bit off. Things are a little bit odd. Things don't feel right. Something doesn't feel right. People sense it. Deep down they sense it. Well, it's because the world is not getting better, it's getting worse. See, in the beginning, Adam and Eve were in paradise. And then they fell, okay, which I've written books about the subject, especially for relationships. If you have any relationship issues, you ought to get my book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. It's my most popular book. It's a really good read. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Your eyes will be opened about how the human race is descending from an original state of paradise where Adam and Eve could have lived forever. They could have lived forever, perpetually renewed on a daily basis by God, by God's light, by God's love, by God's warmth, with God's approval. It would have been a wonderful journey of adventure. Something like Raiders of the Lost Ark or like Star Trek, a journey of discovery. It would have been wonderful. But instead, Adam fell. He was ambitious. He doubted God. See, the sin of doubt. And today we're plagued by doubt, aren't we? Okay, so he became separated. He began to die. It took him 600 years to die. But we've degenerated far below the level that Adam was at. And so the whole world, ruled by Satan, is a big mess. But That doesn't mean it has to happen to you. You can turn your life around and the life of your family for the better. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. I've been around for 25 years. I've written 18 books. And I've got two books I haven't even published yet. I'm still working on them. So I've got 20 books and 25 years, over 25 years of experience. I have an internet presence. And I have one beautiful new meditation, which I want to tell you about. I want to give it away. It's free. Free meditation. It is so beautiful. So simple, so exquisite. It may be just what you need. So now let's talk about your life, okay? There's no use going on talking about the world anymore. We know it's a big chocolate mess. We know that. Okay, and you sense that it is. But now let's talk about your life, okay? Now what is your problem? Okay, well, your problem, first of all, is that you inherit a life, the fallen life, the life that leads to death. That's what you inherit from your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents all the way back to Adam and Eve. Okay, that's the life that you inherit. Okay, you're not responsible for that. You can't help it. That's how you are born. So you're an ego, okay? And you have this life, but you have time. See, you have time. The purpose of this life is to discover why you're here. What is the purpose of your existence? Okay? And on this journey, okay, to return to God, those of you who are destined to return to God, say, we're not all the same, not all people are. Some people, deep down in their heart, they love the truth and some don't. Some hate it. Some people love God and some don't. You know, you look like at somebody like David. David is such a wonderful person because David, the great king of Israel, the great king David, he loved God. The first thing in the morning when he woke up, he thought of God. Everything that happened, his first thought was of God, of pleasing God, of wondering what God wanted him to do, of doing God's will. Okay, and then when he messed up, yeah, he did mess up. He messed up because he was human. He had feet of clay, as we all do. Okay, but he loved God. And another person who loved God was Augustine, St. Augustine, okay? Very nice man, Augustine. He loved God, okay? Now, there are a lot of people down through history, and that's what seems to separate the boys from the men from the boys, okay, and the ladies from the girls. What seems to separate those that eventually, find the answers. It seems to be a love of God. Now, some of you don't know. See, some of you love God, but you don't realize it because you're so messed up. See, you're full of hate toward other people, like your dad who wasn't there for you, and your mom who nagged you and lorded it over you and slapped you around, or bullies and other people. They're cruel. People who took advantage of you, people who lied to you and cheated and stealed and stole from you, and people who misled you, and see? So you're full of hate and resentment and anger and hostility, and you've made a lot of mistakes, and you turn the resentment on yourself, okay? So So there's all of that. Then you go out in the world and you keep reacting. See, once you start reacting, when you were a little kid, somebody got to you, you became angry, then a conditioning process set in. Okay? And then you became fearful. The conditioning process set in. Then you became upset, nervous, irritated. Conditioning process set in. And you became resentful, and so on. And you went. Now you go out in the world, okay? And everywhere you go, there's something that reminds you of something in the past that upset you. Something or someone that looks like, or sounds like, or smells like, or wears the same color of clothing, or it's the same time of day, okay? Or it's the same environment, or they have the same, type of clothing on, or something, or some location. The same, a dog. See, if you overreact to one dog, then you overreact to all dogs. You overreact to one man who you hated, and then you hate all men. See how that works? So now you go out in the world, and it's filled with dogs and men and situations that upset you and made you resentful when you were younger. Okay, so now everywhere you go, everything is a stress, and you react. You never have time. And then, of course, there's new cruelties and new injustices and new wickednesses, and people know how to get to you. See? And people know how to get to you. So what you need, here's what you need. You need to learn how to calm down, get centered, stop reacting. Then you need a little better prayer life so you can get closer to God, so God can enter your life even more than he has now, if he has, okay, even more. And so you really ought to check out my new prayer meditation. It's free, okay? I'm giving it away because I see how people's lives are not working out so good and they need some help. And so here it is, prayer meditation. It's free. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome. Yes, you're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I'm talking about how to turn your life around. How to turn your life around. Things are not working out so good right now. Okay? It is possible, you know. And I have some resources that can help you. And, of course, I have my brand new prayer meditation. It's so beautiful. And I have a prayer meditation app. Yes, I have the prayer meditation online, free. And a beautiful part of it is that it's in two parts, but each part is, when the first part is 9 minutes, and the second part is like 6 minutes. And then after you do the first and second parts, then later all you have to do is the second part. It's only 6 minutes. 6 minutes, but it's beautiful. It's exquisite. It's simple. See, I saw that people needed something simple, something easy. Okay? People nowadays are busy. People are distracted. People have a lot going on. They need something simple to get them centered, to get them grounded. Okay? And I saw that people need, okay, here's the other thing I was going to say. I said that you're born as an ego, inheriting the life that leads to death from Adam and Eve through your parents, okay? But then you go out in the world and then you make mistakes. Your biggest mistake is resentment. See, you resent people, like your father who wasn't there for you, or your mom, or your older brother who was mean or cruel, or your older sister who was teased you. You resent people. You go to school, you resent somebody. Somebody that lords it over you. Somebody that teases you. Somebody that acts smarter than you or more clever than you or prettier than you or handsomer than you. Then you resent them. So that's your weakness. That's your Achilles heel. Okay, your ego is prone to resent. Okay? And that's a big mistake. There's just so many reasons why resentment is not a good thing, but it just isn't. Okay? It leads to anger. Then it leads to depression. It's to bitterness. It leads to failure. It leads to learning blocks. It leads to overcompensation, which is also a failure, and burnout, and, you know, heart trouble and tummy trouble, headaches, and you name it, resentment contributes, see, to so many things. And how about relationship problems? See, family breakups, divorces, fighting, arguing, resentment behind it, okay? So even if you only got one, if you only got two things out of this, like out of my program today, if you only walked away with two things, you could literally turn your life around. You could stop on a dime going the wrong direction, turn your life around and make a fresh start. See, and within a short amount of time, people wouldn't even recognize you anymore. See, you would be, have made such changes, and they would come naturally, not through efforts. You've always tried so hard, see, to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps and so on. And it's possible to compensate a little bit. I mean, you can go on diet and do push-ups and walk around with a smile on your face, but underneath you're still angry and resentful. See, so in the long run, you fail. Okay, now here's so I began to say that if you only walked away with two things from my program today, then you could turn your life around. Number one thing, which I just alluded to, and that is resentment. If you could see the harm of resentment and start to let it go, if you could start to let it go, okay? When you go out in the world, here comes somebody that's like your dad or your mom or your brother or your teacher or your doctor or your lawyer or your sister or your uncle or someone that you hated in the past. See, here they come, and you don't resent them. Or something happens, a bill comes, or a dog barks, or you got a flat tire, or another bill mounting up for something or other. And this time, just see the resentment rising and let it pass. Okay, see the resentment, let it pass. Here comes your wife. Okay, and in the past, what she said would have made you resentful. This time, you see that she's just a regular person. Okay, and you just don't resent her. You just don't resent. You see the resentment, you let it pass. And here comes your husband. You see he's not such a bad guy. You just don't resent him or judge him. Just let it pass, see? So that would be the first thing. And the second thing would be to get the prayer meditation that I made. Start to practice it. To get centered, to get out of negative thinking, come back into reality, to get a little closer to God. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. Today's program is all about meditation. Well, I started off by saying that the world is a big mess. We sense it. We have anxiety, a sense of ill at ease about the way, about things, okay? Well, that's another reason why you need to get to meditation. See, in the Bible it talks about the peace of God. What does it say? What's the beautiful passage where it says, in all things? Or be anxious in nothing. Or be anxious for nothing, but in all things with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Peace of God. See, there is a peace of God, a peace of God, a peace from God. Okay? So first of all, you need peace with God. Right now, you're full of resentment, undoubtedly. Yeah, you resent your wife or your husband, or you resent your kids. You're impatient with your kids. You resent your work. You resent something. See, most likely your partner. And other things. You resent a lot of things, but see, mainly those near to you, the ones that you should have love for and patience for, you resent them. And then you resent your own self, and you resent your own ills. You resent your body. See, when you've misused your body, with food and with sex and with drugs and overwork and lack of sleep and stress. See, by reacting to stress. See, remember I said how resentment was harmful? Well, that causes stress. Resentment is a reaction, a very negative reaction, even though you can hide it. You can smile on the surface, but be resentful underneath. So then after all of this abuse, then your body begins to cry out for help. Okay, your body cries out. And so do you have love, do you have patience for your body, or do you have resentment for it, see? Do you try to understand your body, what it's trying to say to you, or do you resent it and try to, you know, swallow a bunch of pills to get rid of the symptoms? Okay, all right. And how about your kids when they're acting out? Why would kids act out? If you had a perfect system of justice, see, with understanding, they would have nothing to react to. See? All right. So what you need to learn is some very simple things to stop overreacting. Stop reacting and overreacting. Okay? And that's what the meditation will help you to do. And then you need to be able to stand back from thoughts. See, now what happens? You go out in the world. You get upset. You say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Then you retreat into the imagination and you hide in the imagination. Sometimes help with drugs and help with music and imagery and video, you know, internet and stuff. But mainly just hiding in the imagination or hiding in thought. So there you are down there, and then now you're cut off from reality. See, they call that the psychosis. Okay? Well, there you are cut off from reality, and then something else comes along. Your wife comes, or your husband, or your kids, or your neighbor, or your coworker, and then you mishandle the situation again. You come out of hiding, you say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing. Okay? Resent. Then you resent what you see. You resent seeing how you messed up, and then you go hide again. Okay? Well, that's not good. Okay, so what you need to do is learn how to stay in reality, because it is in reality. Okay, now listen very carefully. It's very beautiful. It's not in the imagination that you will find God or the of God. See? Or God's light. See? Or where you will find understanding to deal reasonably and calmly with people, okay, in situations. You won't find it down there. You find it in reality, in the moment. Okay? So you have to bear the anxiety, come out of your imagination. Let the resentment pass. There you are in reality, okay? You see your own helplessness, but don't resent it. You see that you don't know how to handle things properly. You don't know what to say. See that. Don't resent it. Okay? Just see it. And then all of a sudden, maybe nothing needs to be said. And for once in your life, instead of rolling up your sleeves and shooting off your mouth and making a mess out of everything, you just stand there And the moment passes and you're safe. And you didn't mess it up. Okay? Or, on the other hand, maybe a little something needs to be said, but it comes to you. This time, not from your tricky imagination, but it comes from, well, from the light of understanding. So, may I recommend you get the meditation, the prayer meditation. Find the peace of God. Find understanding. And find peace with God. Oh, I was going to say, peace with God by not resenting other people. Okay? God will approve of you when you stop resenting other people. And you can turn your life around with the help of the prayer meditation. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Yes, yes, the prayer meditation. It's very beautiful. It's exquisitely beautiful. Very simple. It's free. And there's even free prayer meditation app. Now, all you folks in Pensacola and Pennsylvania, you only get 15 minutes, so please go to the archives and listen to the whole program because it's very, very good. And I want all of you to go to talktoapastor.org, find the easy meditation, and give it a try. Could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.